Hello there, we're in the World House of the Rocky Nugu. Understand that God does his things through his word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
As Julie observed, I'm going to go straight into the word I have for us this morning. As we all know, the theme of our youth program is a chosen generation. And I want to share with us some of the truths that the Lord has laid in my heart concerning that statement and how it implies to us in this generation at this time. 2 years ago in our youth program, our theme was Awake, for some of us that can remember. And then after that particular youth day, that particular word, Awake, it became alive, in that most of our teenagers and most of our young adults in the teens church, we started noticing there was this drastic move. People began to come into the light of God's word as they began to burn for Jesus. Now, last year again, the word of the Lord came. It says, manifestation of the sons of God. And we're still seeing the ripple effect even up till now. Now, God is saying again, you are the chosen generation. Hallelujah. Statistically, there are about 8 billion people in the world. I want to start with this. And for every single one of them, as we all know, God created every single person you can see, be it an American, an Asian, those in the Caribbean islands, even in Africa here, God created everybody. And it's very, very important for us to know that for every single person that God created, he put something in them, a deposit of spiritual gifts, talents. He put something in them that, when rightly used, put into practice, it will be able to fuel God's end time agenda. So, which means God knows what his end time agenda is, even from the beginning. Hallelujah. So he put it in every single person so that when we understand and we use it, his purpose can come to pass. For some, they have very high IQs. Some have a medium one. Some have to read a lot so that they can catch up. For some that they can sing, some they can dance very well. I've missed so many things. All these things are geared towards what God wants to do. Just like he said in Joel 2:30, in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. So the first scripture I'm going to use to buttress what I'm saying this morning is Matthew 22:14, which specifically says, for many are called, but few are chosen. That's why I started with how many people we have on earth. Of all these people that God has created, 8 billion is a big number. But he says in his word, few are chosen. Does it mean that God likes some people and doesn't like some people? No. There is something that made God. There's something that God has seen. There's something that is playing out that made God say, I have called so many people, but few are chosen. Now, it's very important for us to know that for God to say something like this, it means that there is something that we're doing that's not really in the right order. Yes, we know that we are a chosen generation. 1 Peter 2:9 already tells us who we are. But then there is a demand on that particular statement. In Matthew 22, Jesus was given a parable of the marriage of the king, the king's son. And I read that scripture and let me just wrap it up. The king's son was getting married and then he sent his servants to go and tell his invited guests that they should come. Everything is ready. Come for the marriage ceremony. And then the servants went, they didn't come back. He sent another set. Go and tell these people everything is set. Come into the marriage ceremony. And then this second set went, and then the invited people insulted the servants, did what they liked with them and all that. And the king was angry and now sent his soldiers to go and deal with those people that he invited. Then he was like, how can the people that I invited for my son's marriage ceremony be behaving like this? Then he said, you know what? Okay, fine. Go out into, he sent another set of his servants. Go out into the streets, pack people, anybody you see. He sent them with the kind of clothes that those people that they'll bring are supposed to wear. So he sent them. They said, come in, bring whoever you see. Just bring them, bring them. Let's do something. Have bread is better than none. So the servant brought those guys into the marriage ceremony. And then the king noticed that the clothes that he gave those servants to give those people, one of them wasn't wearing it. And then he asked his servant to take that person out. Then he now said, that this story ends at chapter 13. Then 14 says, for many are called, but few are chosen. Why did I start with this scripture? You can relate this scripture to 2 Timothy 2 verse 20, where he says, in a great house there are many vessels. Vessels of gold, silver, earth, wood, some unto honor, some unto dishonor. But they were made by the same person. They are in the same house. What is wrong? The Lord wants us to come to the light of something. From that parable, it means that these people were invited. The king had them in mind for them to come for his wedding ceremony. But if you notice, they were completely uninterested. I'm talking about the vessels now that are used unto dishonor. These are people that are completely uninterested. They don't want to know what's happening, but they are all vessels. God has created every single person. God has set eternity in the heart of every single man. Every single person is looking for, what can I do? What is that thing that if I do, I will come out from this. Everybody has a circumstance that he knows that somehow it's a spiritual problem. What do I do about it? That is eternity God has set in everybody's heart. However, the scripture is telling us that this set of people, they are completely uninterested. Then there's another set. The king brought them, gave them clothes to wear, but they did not want to wear it. These are people that they are coming to church. They are hearing the word. They love God. They are sincere and all that. They are zealous for what God is doing. But then they are not following the patterns of God. God has a pattern. They are not following the right pattern. God is more interested in his pattern than in the results. The Bible says if you open Joel 2, you will find out that God was very angry with the Israelites. These are people that he has called after his name. But God was very angry with them. God was to the point, God just wanted to destroy them. But then he said something to his prophet Joel from verse 1 to 14. He made it known that there is a great day coming. That day is the day he's going to come in his full regalia. And it's not going to be funny. Then he says, however, from verse 15 to 18, he's urging the people that you can escape what is going to happen on that great day. You can escape it. If the people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, he will deliver them. And then he will not just deliver them, he will bring restoration. He says specifically, what the canker worm has eaten, what the palmer worm has eaten, what the caterpillar has destroyed, he will bring it back. And then after that, he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Then when he pours out his spirit upon all flesh, his great day will come. The Lord gives us a guideline. This is what I want you to do. Ezekiel 22:30, and I sought for a man who will make up the earth, stand in the gap, that I may not destroy the land. But I found none. It's very unfortunate. There are so many people, like I said, plenty vessels. It is time. This message now, we all know that we are a chosen generation. It's not just for the teens church. It's for everybody here. It's for the whole body of Christ. That the Lord has chosen us. But then, it is time for us to live up to the demands. In the teens church, our pastor, Pastor Kachi, feeds us with messages that are priceless. If those messages are to be weighed by price, I don't think we'll be able to pay for it. Messages like God Chasers, will the real you please stand up? Pleasing God, avoiding defilement, becoming a doer of the word, seeking God early. These messages are geared towards raising teenagers, youths, a generation that have understood what God is talking about. The business of God and the business of kingdom form infanthood. When our children, when our teenagers and youths are exposed to the right message of God on time, we will never make a mistake. We will not make a mistake. Hallelujah. So the Lord is calling us, everybody, not just the teen church. Everybody. It is time for us to remember the old ancient path. God wants to bless us. God wants to establish us. He says in Isaiah, we will not rest. We will not allow the Lord to rest until he makes Jerusalem a praise before the earth. God wants to do that. But we must get his pattern right first. Like I said earlier, God wants to see that his pattern are thoroughly followed even before the results start coming out. So even before the teenagers begins to, or even before the adults begins to get invited, that is if you can sing, you can preach just like I'm preaching, before you begin to get invited to big churches, big conferences all over the world, God wants you to, first of all, know him in your closets. Begin to build an intimacy. It's a love walk. It's a journey. Before we get to that destination of world dominance, of global, of being on the global stage, God wants us to have a love walk with him. He says, you are the chosen generation. And you're not just that. You've been sent to show forth the praise of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. The Bible says something in in 2 Timothy verse 19. He says, let everyone who names the name of the Lord apart from wickedness and withdraw from wrongdoing. Do you know why? Because the Lord knows those who are his. If we say that yes, we are the chosen generation of the Lord, we have been sent to show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. The Lord really knows if what we're saying is what it is. That's why I said, the Lord wants us to form a relationship. The message I brought this morning is the becoming of a generation. Not just a generation who stand and and begin to do all manner of things, you know, manifest. As beautiful as that is, the becoming is the emphasis. Luke 18 verse 1, it says, and all men ought, you are supposed to pray without ceasing, right? And then, but the emphasis of that scripture is in verse 8, where he says, when the Son of Man will come into the earth, will he find faith? When God decides to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, when God decides to send us forth into the world so that the world can see what we carry, when God is ready to do that, will he see young men, young adults, teenagers, youth that are laboring? In the secret place. So the message I brought to you this morning is God is calling us for a relationship. You are chosen, but you need to get it right. You are chosen, but God has a pattern that we all must follow closely. We all must follow with intentionality so that when God decides to come for us, when God decides to send us forth, we can be able to fulfill, show the world the praises of him who has called us out of light into his out of darkness into his marvelous light. I remain with this scripture, 1 Peter 2:9, is a consciousness, is an awareness. You have to know, not just the teenagers, not just the youth, everybody, you are chosen. God wants to do something with your life. God wants to show you forth. God wants to prove that he is good in your life. I end with this. God is calling us all for a relationship. God is calling us all for a relationship. God is calling us all for a relationship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Reverend Edwin Baebo's messages, kindly log into www.hotrenugu.org/mp3. That is www.hotrenugu.org/mp3 to listen and or to download. Truly, the word works.